Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Felice Freitzen, and joining me is Michael Masters, who is the National Director and CEO of the Secure Community Network, an initiative of the Jewish Federations of North America and the Conference of Presidents. Michael, anti-Semitism and anti-Semitic acts are in the news with greater frequency than we have witnessed in a very long time. Why now?
Well, as unfortunately members of the Jewish community know, anti-Semitism and hatred against the Jewish community is as old as our faith, and it stretches back 3,000 years. But clearly, we have seen in the United States a dramatic increase in anti-Semitic incidents and hate crimes, the highest level of hate crimes directed against the Jewish community in decades, near historic numbers. The attack in Muncie, New York, with a machete-wielding individual bursting into the home of a rabbi during Hanukkah, was the 13th such incident in 3 weeks, and the sixth consecutive day of an attack or assault or act of anti-Semitism in the New York area. We clearly have an increasing, rising issue that needs to be addressed and stemmed, and that's what we're working to do.
Is there an identifiable catalyst to new anti-Semitism?
The reality is that we see individuals motivated to undertake anti-Semitic attacks and hate crimes, targeted violence, ranging from all ideologies and a variety of motivating factors. The individuals most recently in New York who undertook the attack in Jersey City was associated with the Black Hebrew Israelite movement. The individual in Muncie, the investigation remains ongoing. Motivators over the course of the last 15, 16 years, the number one offender or group that has attacked the Jewish community, committing acts of violence that have resulted in human loss of human life attributable to violent extremism, comes from the far right, white supremacists, and neo-Nazis.
To your credit, the Secure Community Network was being created and deployed before the situation reached the level where it now rests. Apparently, the organizers believe this was not going to be a momentary distraction. Where are we?
So as you point out, SCN was created in 2004 at a moment of heightened threat towards the Jewish community from Islamist extremist organizations, particularly Al-Qaeda at the time, coordinated, created with law enforcement at that moment. But we see now, of course, that the threat is much broader than Islamist extremists, white supremacists, neo-Nazis, Black Hebrew Israelites, ranging from college campuses, such as we saw at the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, to attacks in our houses of worship. We have a responsibility that we have to recognize. We will not choose the time and place of the next incident. We can choose our preparation, and that's what we must commit to do.
What does that mean?
That means organizations and communities working to prepare. It means making sure that we're conducting assessments on our facilities, identifying weaknesses in our physical security, strengthening them, providing training to our community members. We know that training saves lives. We have seen it from and heard from witness testimony and survivor testimony from Pittsburgh to Poway that training makes a difference. And it also means coordinating with law enforcement. We have phenomenal relationships with state, local, and federal law enforcement in the United States. We have to continue to build those relationships of trust and work with law enforcement and across our community and other faith-based communities.
To have a security organization exclusive to the Jewish community is in itself disconcerting. Does the Jewish community now fall outside America's basic sectors?
No, not at all. The existence of an organization like the Secure Community Network was created specifically to be a liaison with law enforcement, to work to translate the threats that law enforcement was seeing to the community and to be able to act on them. So the reality is that this is a very strong partnership that works in collaboration with law enforcement. We have to recognize that right now the FBI has over 850 domestic terrorism investigations going on in this country. Since the attack in Pittsburgh, over a dozen individuals arrested by law enforcement who are planning attacks on the Jewish community. Law enforcement is hard at work on behalf of our community. The community needs to recognize that we have a responsibility as well to protect our own institutions and empower our community, just like we do with fire drills. No one says that the fire department is fully responsible for preventing the fire or reacting to it. They respond. And similarly, we have other threats in this country that the police are going to respond and react and be proactive, but we have to bear some responsibility as well, and that's what this community is doing, and very effectively, I might add. The reality is that when people become afraid to do those things, that is when we will step away from being a part of American society. That is when religious freedom is really not only under attack, but is being impacted by these individuals who hate. We cannot allow that to happen. We can't allow fear to control our behavior. We have to create an empowered, resilient community that remains a strong part of American civil society, and that's exactly what we're doing.
Israeli security experts we've interviewed make the point that while Israelis are taught from birth that everyone is their own first line to safety, Americans reflexively rely upon government to protect them. Is SCN a step toward the Israeli position?
Felice, that's probably one of the most articulate ways that I've heard of conveying some of the work that we're doing on empowerment and engagement in this country. We look towards the Israeli model in terms of the resiliency of the community. Just like Israel has an Iron Dome missile defense system, we are creating a security shield in this country. And just like every member of Israeli citizenry is trained what to do when alarms go off and what actions to take, we're working to train our community the same way so that they're empowered. I think that that's a very apt example of engagement and empowerment that we are working to create in this country, and we look to our Israeli brothers and sisters and cousins and work together to make sure that the diaspora community is prepared and resilient, just as we work to support Israel to ensure the same.
What's the most urgent message you need to impart to the Jewish community regarding security and safety in the year to come? I understand you already addressed the fact that people have to be vigilant and trained, but beyond that?
Commit to action. We teach people in our trainings, whether it's situational awareness training, when you see something, say something, do something, an active shooter, active threat, commit to action, move. And that's what we need to do as a community. Every time we have an incident, we've heard the phrase, I never thought it could happen here. We need to overcome that mindset of denial and work to commit to action to ensure the safety and security of the Jewish community, to ensure our future, to allow Jewish members of the American community to practice their faith openly, responsibly, allow Jewish culture, traditions, and history to live and survive and thrive for our children, grandchildren, and generations to come.
There was just a major gathering in New York City. Are there other such gatherings planned throughout the country? And are there campaigns that you were planning to also roll out?
Well, one of the great things, I think the showing of support that was organized by UJA New York and the Jewish Community Relations Council, supported by JFNA and the Conference of Presidents and other organizations, was a great demonstration, not just of the Jewish community, but of all communities coming together to stand up against anti-Semitism. We see that happening around the country. Notwithstanding the rise in anti-Semitism and hate crimes in this country, we have to recognize the vast majority of people are appalled by that. We have good friends and allies. We're going to continue to stand up with them, and we're going to continue to work to resource to ensure our safety and security.
Michael Masters, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Felice Friedson.
Thank you.